Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz on a football Friday. Also a, what's the other Friday it is?
On the record Friday.
On the record Friday. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For a one-of-a-kind experience that makes diamond buying less stressful, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com. How do you see Sunday playing out against the Rams? Blowout win, close win, or loss? 75% say close win, 15% loss, 9.7% blowout win. Now, normally, Fridays at 4 o'clock, we have Jaws. But since we don't have Jaws, we have the next best football expert. That is Jack with a High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Yeah, it's time for the High Hopes Jackie Baseball Report.
Joining me right now is Jackie Baseball, Fritz.
Yes, Jackie Baseball.
All right, let's get satiated.
Yeah, are you ready for some more late night baseball?
No.
Yeah, all weekend, right?
Well, I think tomorrow's 4.
Oh, okay, that's fine. So just tonight.
Yeah.
You just have to worry about
tonight. No, tomorrow's 8:10. Tomorrow's 8:10. So okay. You can live with an 8:10.
8:10. 9:40 even on Friday night. I can deal with a 9:40 on Friday night.
No.
You stayed up for a fake fight last Saturday at 2 a.m.
That was no fake fight, but that was a classic. That was a classic.
And then Sunday's 4:10. So you got the all Eagles, Rams, one straight to Phil's defense.
Friday night is my stay up late night. Yeah. Friday, not Saturday night.
You and Seltzer.
Yeah.
Friday night is date night.
Oh, yeah,
well, listen, it's perfect. You'll be home right in time for first pitch, 9:40.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, you're right.
Yep.
All right, so.
That would mean the date didn't go well.
Yeah.
If I come home and watch baseball.
Well, after.
Yeah, I'll catch you later.
Anyway. Yeah, yes. Yeah.
So, I need to go into the trust tree for a second.
Okay, just us.
Just us. No one else is listening.
Just us.
I'm nervous about this series. Like, yeah, if there's a... Not for the season, not for the magic number, things like that. But if there's a place to kill this team's like momentum, it's Chase Field. It's where they died in 2023. Wherever they had the best offense in the history of the postseason up until Game 3 in Arizona. Like if they go down there and take 2 of 3 and keep this kind of momentum going forward, then obviously they're going to close it out against the Marlins and the Twins. They'll be fine. Like that's not a big deal. It's just. I have this nervousness heading into the series that, like, this could be a place where all of a sudden the mojo kind of comes to a halt.
Well, eventually, the Weston Wilson, Otto Kemp, all of those guys, that part of it's going to slow down a bit. But yeah, this feels like a lose 2 out of 3 series.
Is my boy back yet? Is he back today?
Boehm could be activated tonight.
Yeah, Rob Thompson, I think
everything's fine.
You want new blood, fresh blood in the lineup. He hasn't been on part of the win streak, so maybe he's hot.
I wonder why.
Yeah. We've been missing Sosa, too, by the way.
I know. That's who we're missing.
Yeah, there you go. Sosa, too. Okay. Yeah.
And the D-backs are playing for their playoff lives. I mean, they're 2 games out behind the Mets.
Who's pitching for us this week?
So what's interesting, so tonight it's Taijuan Walker and Walker Buehler. Yeah, and Rob Thompson was very proud of himself when he broke that to the media.
Yeah, it'll be Walker first and then Buehler.
Yeah, and then the next time it's going to go Buehler-Walker.
I like that. It saves the bullpen.
So it does, and to me, that is about Nola in the playoffs. That's preparing for who is going to be the guy that's going to come in after Nola if Nola, for some reason, can only go four.
Or Lizardo. Yeah.
Or Lizardo. Thank you for clearing that.
Well, I mean, he's given up four or five runs the last two outings also.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But that's deciding who is going to be the guy to follow a starter that happens to falter in the postseason. I think that's what that is about.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I like it. I like it. Yeah. And it saves the bullpen a little bit. So, yeah.
As long as, as they pitch well.
Yeah. Well,
tomorrow and Sunday?
What do you mean?
Pitching.
Well, tomorrow and Sunday. So it's Nola tomorrow and then Ranger on Sunday.
Okay. Well,
you're in a pretty good spot.
Yeah. We can get two out of three here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully.
If they're interested in winning.
Well, they still have to lock up the two seed. Yeah. The one seed seems like a long shot. Right.
So, they're three back just in the number, but really four back with the tiebreaker.
Yeah. Well, how many are, I guess I could look at this myself, but are the Dodgers close?
5.5 games. So the magic number is what, 3 or 4?
I think it's 4 still.
So magic number is 4. Combination of 4 Phillies wins, Dodgers losses. Should not, the Phillies should be able to, even if the Dodgers ran the table, if the Phillies can't win 4 out of the last 9 games, that will be a really problem.
Yeah, that would be the real problem.
Against Minnesota, Miami, and Arizona.
Yeah. So we shall see. But Buehler, the numbers looked pretty good in his last time out against the Royals when we were at the dinner. Watching it, stuff didn't pop. I think he looked fine, but he's still 93-ish.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes. And the playoff rotation is pretty much set. He didn't set it in stone, but he basically said it's going to be Sanchez, Ranger, Lizardo.
One, two, and three.
The only thing
I don't like about that is Lizardo in the away game as opposed to Ranger in the away game.
So I agree.
Especially if it ends up being New York. To be honest with you, I would rather have Ranger at Citi Field than Lizardo at Citi Field.
But now, they could also change it. I mean, I don't know if the Sanchez decision to pitch game two was necessarily decided a week and a half out.
Right.
Remember last year we had this conversation about Sanchez at home versus Sanchez on the road?
Yep.
So, I mean, things could change. I would prefer Lizardo at home. But at the same time, I mean, Ranger's been so good. What gives you the best chance to win and go up 2-0?
Yeah, that's what you want to do. You have to go up 2-0,
That's what you want to do. So, So Sanchez, Ranger, Lizardo for the bullpen, or for the starting rotation. And, I mean, that's pretty much it.
And, so magic number for the two seed is 4.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know people, because the guy called in earlier and he wanted to bring it up, about the 3 straight lefties thing. What do you want him to do? I think part of the reason, maybe, why they would go Sanchez, Ranger, and then Lizardo is it does give a different look kind of in the middle there, you know, with Ranger and Lizardo versus two power guys and Sanchez and Lizardo. But, you got to put your best 3 guys out there.
Yeah.
I don't care what the left-right thing with the starting rotation.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
What?
That it doesn't matter when you want to just put your best players out there. But it matters in the lineup. When we got to put a lineup together.
Because, again, you can't get hamstrung late in the game.
Yes, I know. But if it's your best players, it doesn't matter who he's hitting against.
If Nola was pitching on the same level as Lizardo, I would put Nola there.
No. This is not a Nola thing. No, this is just more or less
for the
lineup in the baseball thing.
Yeah. He's hit Schwarber and Harper next to each other most of the year.
All right.
Yeah. And I'm looking for I'm monitoring the Trey Turner situation because if he is healthy, I would like Trey Turner to get a series of baseball in before the season's over.
Just so we go on record here.
Yeah.
My boy Knowles will be in the more deciding game that needs to be pitched when something goes wrong. Just understand that.
Okay.
You got to have somebody.
I hope so.
Yeah, you got to have somebody.
I hope so.
As long as he gives you 5 or 6 innings, you got the greatest bullpen. Let them do their job.
Well, we've had, what, 3 good Nola starts this season total, maybe?
There you go.
Yep. Give him the there you go.
There you go.
All right. Who's going to come in when Knowles is out in the 4th inning? You know?
That's true, yeah.
Buehler.
215-592-9494. Marv in Northeast Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Marv? In the great Northeast.
Hey, guys.
Northeast Philly. Oh, hold on. Time out, Marv.
Yes.
Can you change that in the computer so it just says Northeast? because I said Northeast Philly, like I just moved here or something. So, all right, go ahead, Marv. Marv in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Marv?
Nothing much. So I think the Eagles are going to have a close win this week. The Eagles, we got a Dory Jackson. But the good thing about that is the Browns are about to be 4-0, so be on Denzel Ward watch, because I think they're getting ready to trade him. They
you mean 0-4?
0-4, you mean?
Yeah, 0-4. Yeah. Going to be 0-4. So I think we're going to be in prime position to get him. So I think we're going to be all right. We're going back to the Super Bowl. Go Birds. I'm fired up. And my food that I get for lunch is tuna cakes. It sounds a little strange, but you know, you get your tuna, you put it with some breadcrumbs, maybe even some garlic Ritz crackers, just to, you know, throw a little razzle dazzle in there. Get it with some horseradish, dip it in there with some mustard. Man, that's one of the best slices of life right there.
Okay.
You can't go wrong.
That sound like, is that a jail food? What are we talking here?
No. Okay. No. It's a right. Struggle meal, but you know, the struggle meal sometimes turn out to be a good meal.
Oh, for sure. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah.
So
we grew up on the struggle meal. I'm with you.
So Marv, do you heat up the tuna cake, or do you just eat it, you know, out of the can with the breadcrumbs? Do you throw it in a pan or something?
You got to throw it in the pan so you can get a little bit, you know, a little bit of crust on there.
Sounds pretty good,
you know,
actually.
You can't just do a raw dog. You know, you got to have a little better slice of life, though.
Yeah. All right, Marv. That's a new one, the tuna cake.
I'm not a big tuna guy.
No?
Nah.
Not even what about the fresh tuna? Where you have a nice tuna steak or something?
Nah.
And you're not a sushi guy, right?
No, definitely not.
Yeah. I didn't even need to ask that.
Raw food?
Yeah.
No.
Eat raw vegetables.
Yeah, but that's a vegetable.
Yeah. I told you that my brother ate a live shrimp once, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, when we were in
Seattle.
Don't
understand why, but yeah, you did.
Well, see,
I don't understand why he did it.
Well, because I told him to. We were in Seattle, a big seafood place.
Yeah.
And there was one place right by where the Seahawks play. They had the shrimp in the aquarium, and they would take it out and cut its head off and give it to you right away.
Yeah.
So it is moving around when you are eating it.
Oh God,
that sounds horrible.
Yeah, there's no way.
No,
was he drunk when he did it?
No. My brother and I.
That would be a way in college you did stupid stuff like that.
My brother threw most of his. Now he's a grown man, 40 years old, you know, that has a big job or whatever. When he was a teenager, he would just do whatever I told him to do. So if you know, there was older brother says, eat the live shrimp, you know what you do? You eat the shrimp.
You're doing things to amuse yourself.
Yes, absolutely. That's what a little brother is for.
Brothers are for.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Willis and Woodbury, you're on WIP. What's up, Willis?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show.
Thank you, Willis.
Appreciate it, brother.
I got to admit, Spike, when I first started listening to you, I was like, I don't like this guy, man. He seems a little over the top. But you've grown on me.
I really do
like you and your show and everything, and Jack and all three of you. Like, you do a phenomenal job. So,
thank you.
Oh, come on. You can't take being third one time?
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, hey, is that the Catalan thing still going on with the camera, Jack?
Nah, it's over.
He's not dead.
Yeah, it's over.
It's not over, Willis.
He's dead.
The camera tore two ligaments in his ankle, so practicing for basketball.
Such a great athlete.
I'm going to state this again. I know Ike just wants it to be over. I am getting the basketball game. I don't care if it's in 2 years. The basketball game is happening. I need to watch it. So, yes, it's going to happen. I need closure on this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well,
the camera's on the IR is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely on the IR.
Yeah, he's on the...
I got a couple quick points.
The 60-day, you know.
Yeah. Couple quick points on the Eagles and Phillies. Eagles, they're a different team when Dallas Goedert's on the field. You could see in the championship run last year. When Dallas is out on the field, it just seems to open up the field more for, like, A.J. and Devontae. Even Saquon. Do you have the same feeling on that?
I don't know. You know the thing with Goddard is he's missed so much time over the last 2 years. It's hard sometimes, I think, for them to get into a flow with him in the offense because he's been in and out. But I agree with you. I thought in that first game, as a middle-of-the-field receiver for Jalen, a big target, it's a great throw to make. Like, it's to me, it's the easiest one you make when talking about quarterback to your tight end.
Well, and
he's a big target.
And I'm sure he said this prior to my being here. All I have is the year we talked to Donovan and now. But it was something that
Bob loves tight end.
It was something that Donovan McNabb said to us every week. Get Goddard involved. Get the tight end involved. Get the tight end involved. So, and the other reason Goddard helps is that he's the only tight end they have that is a good enough run blocker. Grant Calcaterra, I think, is actually a pretty good receiver, but he's not a good run blocker. Well, and Goddard
or a pass blocker for that matter.
Or a pass blocker. Yes,
we
saw that. And when they're doing these, they've done a bunch of two tight end sets, and when neither of them can block anybody, what's the point?
Right.
Put another tackle out there.
Yeah, you might as well put a tackle out there.
You can put another tackle out there, right?
Sure you can.
Might
as
well do that. So, yeah.
I just think he has great receiving skills for a tight end.
He does.
And then the Phillies, why can't we bring Nola out of the bullpen in the playoffs?
Yeah.
If he's only good for 3 or 4 innings.
Because he has start game 4. Yeah.
I know. He seems to implode in the 5th inning. So he's good for 3 or 4 innings. Why not bring him out of the bullpen?
Because Willis, who's starting game 4? The problem is, who's starting game 4?
I'd rather have Bueller in there.
No,
honestly.
You don't.
Yeah, give it time. Give it time. You might not feel the same way about Bueller. He's had a really as bad a year as Nola has had. Bueller's had a pretty bad year as well. Well, I don't know. Who knows? We'll see. But Nola.
See that defensive Nola? Like, I just wanted that on our ledger.
Yeah, I want to believe in Nola.
No, I don't even want you to.
Okay, all right, stay on that side.
Yeah, stay on that side.
Stay on that side. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah. And you're treading.
Yeah.
Well, no, I would love Walker Buehler.
Because I know
you're all
Phillies, no matter who it is.
Well, besides 28-8.
Yeah, you got a list.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Will.
It's a hit list.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You want Boehm in the lineup? Batting 7th or 8th? Boehm at the bottom of the lineup? A contact hitter?
I take it.
As long as he's not in the 4-hole, it shouldn't matter.
Whatever.
Well, now
I hope Eeyore doesn't ruin the vibe of the team. That's all I, worry about.
No, he's going to be in a good mood. He's in a good vibe,
until he
man.
Strikes out.
Well,
I would love Bueller to start a playoff game. Don't get me wrong. Like, I would love, but the first outing against the Royals was not like the most.
Yeah,
I'm not putting a lot of.
Give you a lot of hope. Yeah, I think your point about Boehm. I think one thing that the Bader acquisition does is maybe Boehm as a 6-7 hitter.
Yeah.
Way better. Than
less pressure.
Yes.
Gives you something at the bottom of the lineup.
Yep.
Come on, Fritzy.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I'm all in on this team winning. You're not excluding Boehmer, man.
Well, I hope he has a great postseason.
The problem with Boehm in the bottom of the lineup is, bottom of the lineup, you want to get on base so the top of the lineup guys can get you in.
Yep.
If there is one guy who can't score from first on a double on the Phillies, it is Alec Bohm.
Now we're going to kill him for his speed.
Well, Castellanos is faster. Castellanos is for sure faster. He's the slowest guy on the team, Bohm. It's not even close.
Yeah. No argument there.
You got those long legs? I can be that slow, man.
I know.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Tony in West Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, good afternoon, fellas. How you doing?
What's up, Tom?
Listen, because I predicted the Eagles' second-round pick and Andrew Mukuba, I need an extra 10 seconds to tell you what's wrong with the team.
Okay.
You know, Ike, every year prior to the draft, I call you a month in advance and give you my top three. I wanted Sebastian Castro, one, at strong safety, Andrew Mukuba, who they took with the second pick, and Denzel Burke. And he's a shutdown corner. He's starting, by the way. Where he's at, Denzel Burke.
Okay.
Sebastian Castro went to the Steelers. They put him on the practice squad. Dumbest thing they could have ever done. Mm. I want the Eagles to trade a third pick to go get him.
Oh.
Now, this is one thing. I'm going to tell you what's wrong with the offense and defense.
Please.
Nope. Nobody said anything about Blankenship. He gave up 21 points last week. Let me tell you what he did. Kelce bobbled that ball, which Mukuba took back for 57 yards, right?
Yep.
But it was a touchdown. Okay? He bobbled it. Blankenship was beat. It was a quick slant, but he was behind him. And Mahomes threw it where it had to be. By the time he turned, the ball was there. Okay?
Yep.
That was a touchdown. Then the second time, defense 101, prevent defense. Nobody gets behind you. What did Blankenship do? He took the wrong angle. The ball was wide open. Mahomes overthrew him by 15 yards. But what did the D coordinator do?
They came right back to it.
And he did the same thing. And Quinyon Mitchell came from his cornerback spot and almost disrupted the play.
Yeah.
But he gave up three touchdowns. That's why I wanted Sebastian Castro. That's a weak link on this defense and one more corner. Now, on offense, what do I see? All the commentators saying nobody's open. All A.J. Brown, I'm sorry, and I know you love him, but check it out, and I know you're a realist. He only gives you 10. He ran 8 10-yard slants. That's it. He can't get deep. What they're missing, and Devontae Smith and Dotson are good slot receivers. But for me, and with the attitude, nobody doesn't take accountability. Okay, you can't get downfield. You can't stretch the field. But when you saw that game with Dallas, when you saw George Pickens, when you saw CeeDee Lamb getting down the field, they missing that other those other X receivers that can stretch the field, which is going to open it up for the swing pass out of backfield to Barkley, and it's going to open it up for everybody else. Then that's what they're missing. That's why Hurts is holding the ball, because there's nobody open. They can't get.
No.
They can't break coverage.
No. Tony. Though some of what you said may be true, the Hurts holding the ball thing happened all last year too. Now, to his credit, he's only been sacked once this year. He's done a better job of deciding to run or getting rid of the ball so thus far.
Yep.
But the problem with the him holding the ball is there are opportunities early that he is not taking. And I think one of the things I hate to bring, the only reason I'm bringing up Josh Allen because it was on last night. When we're watching this tape, we're all amateurs, not Ike, but the rest of us are amateurs watching the tape. I feel like we are watching the tape waiting for somebody to have 5 yards of separation between themselves and the cornerback. Doesn't really happen unless there's a mistake. Sometimes it's a step. It's a half step. And that is one of the things, being able to make that decision quickly, throw the ball in front, because that was one of the receptions that AJ should have had last week that was thrown behind him because the ball came out a little bit late. And the great thing about AJ is that when he gets the ball on the run, that is one of the best. He is really good on the sideline. You throw the ball up to him, he will go get it out. You know, over a cornerback. But I also think AJ, and this is where he reminds me of T.O., is that if you get him 8 yards on the run, he is so strong and so big and so fast that that's how we end up with 25-yard gains. And again, last night, Josh Allen's only throwing the ball 5 yards, 7 yards. But because he is leading them and because the ball is coming out early, that is how you get those gains. So I don't necessarily agree that the only way to get AJ the ball is him going deep. I don't think that's the only way to do it.
No, I didn't say that. What I'm saying is he's going to give you that 10, 15-yard slant to what your credit is, and he could break it. But that's all he was able to give you. And you said it's been the same thing last year. I've been crying for this 3 years. they still need that stretch receiver, that home run. Can you imagine? And I don't like his attitude, but I don't like Tyreek Hill. But can you imagine a worthy, a Tyreek Hill on the other side that can create that separation? And now you got somebody that can stretch the field? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating to watch. And you know, and I don't mean to toot my own horn, but I knew somebody, they need the Andrew McCuba. They need that strong safety. Nobody has ever said anything about Blankenship's play.
No, it's a good call. Hey, Tony, it's a good call. It's a good call on Drew McCuba.
For sure.
Out right now to be better than I thought he would be. I thought the size would be an issue. That hasn't been an issue from a physical standpoint.
Mm.
Still looks like a DB to me more than he does a safety.
Absolutely.
And so, but yeah, if that's who you wanted the Eagles to pick, kudos to you. They select him. And he's right about Blankenship.
Yeah.
Especially on the deep plays.
Yeah.
I'm more frustrated with Reed on the deep plays than I am the Kelce play. The Kelce is more of a good design play down there. But the deep ball, you got beat once.
Yeah.
Then they came back to it again. And, yeah, what are you watching?
Yeah. Unless there is a communication issue.
That's what I'm assuming it had to be.
Yeah.
But that clearly wasn't Quinyon's, man.
No.
He came
over
once he saw the ball in the air. There's supposed to be a safety back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who clearly bit up. I thought it was Cooper. Easy to confuse, but it was Reed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Ooh, boy, you know.
We all look the same? Is that what you're saying? 215-592-9494. We award the belt coming up next. Now, Elliot currently has the belt. We find out if Elliot.
What did he do to get the belt?
What did he do last week? I don't even remember.
Yeah, I don't know.
What did he do?
I don't know.
Yeah, did he have? Oh, he had something. He was certainly arguing about
something.
Was it
the Goddard thing?
Week.
Getting the Goddard scoop right?
Maybe that was it.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, the Goddard scoop.
We'll find out if he keeps it.
No, that's insider of the year, right?
We got a lot of bits.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, that's not that. No, he was debating with somebody last week.
Oh, Jolly.
Jolly, is that what it was?
Yeah, he crushed Jolly.
Yes.
He crushed Jolly.
That's what it was.
Jolly, 5-1, 4-2 in debates. 215-592.
1-5 in debates.
1-5. 215. No, not 1-5. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.